that a lot of you worked really hard last night. Some of you worked really late. And you're tired. And I understand that. I understand coming to church should be a time that we receive things that we need. You have a broken heart, God is able to mend that heart. If you need comfort, God is able to comfort you. If you need guidance, God is able in His Word and His Holy Spirit to guide you in the direction you need to go. When you need rest, God is able to restore you. So if you need to sleep today during this message, I am giving you permission to do that. Because that may be the very thing that you need today. And so don't you feel for one moment that your resting is something that is not considered for your well-being. Now, I'm going to take my watch off so I can keep track of time. I'm actually going to have a short sermon because I was thinking about you because of that last night. Now, by the way, do you know what it means when a preacher takes his watch off before speaking? It means absolutely nothing. I have been in places where the pastor's taken his watch off and he never looked at it the whole time. Would you pray with me? Loving God, it is so good to come into Your presence and know that You love us and that You want to speak to us and through Your Word and that You want to inspire us through Your Holy Spirit and that You want to for us to leave this place lifted up and touched by Your presence. Oh God, speak to our hearts. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I'm sure that most of you are well aware that Thursday is Thanksgiving Day. Have you been making plans to celebrate that? Maybe visiting family or gathering together around a festive table or with friends or family? Are you looking forward to it? To Thanksgiving? Let me ask you something. What is Thanksgiving? I guess you could simply surmise that Thanksgiving is a time set aside to give thanks for all the good things that have come in our lives. Do you have something today to give thanks for? Now, of course, in our land of plenty, many people usually think of Thanksgiving as an opportunity to have time off from work, visiting with family, usually consuming a lot of good food, hunting, watching parades on TV or going to them personally or watching football. And all of that can be a good thing, right? But do we really give thanks? Or do we just indulge ourselves? You see, true giving thanks is an action and an attitude. It's an action and attitude of the heart. It's not something you just do, or it's not something you do for ourselves, or something that we simply indulge ourselves in. True thanksgiving is something that comes from within, bubbles up inside of us, and it spills over into our relationships as we share with others the wonderful things that God has done for us. Now, the Apostle Paul, He tells us what we should do. And since I failed to read that scripture in the beginning of this message, let's hear what Paul has to say about that now. And I'm reading from 1 Thessalonians in the middle part of that 13th verse through the 18th verse. And I'm reading from the New International Version. This is what Paul says. He says, live in peace with each other. And we urge you, brothers and sisters, to warn those who are idle and disruptive. Encourage the disheartened. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. And make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong. But always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. Rejoice always. Pray continually. And give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. That is the word of God. And so, Paul tells us to give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. God's will for you. Give thanks in all circumstances. What do you have to give thanks for this Thanksgiving? Think about that a moment. What do you have to give thanks for? You know, it's easy. It's easy to be thankful when everything is going well. And yet, ironically, those are the times when we are most likely to be really thankful to God. How often do we thank God for our health when we're not sick? Oftentimes, we really don't appreciate our health until we are in pain from some injury or from some illness. It is only right after we recover that we appreciate our well-being. And by the same token, when our jobs are going well and there is enough money to pay the bills without worry, we tend not to consider what God has done to make that possible for us to have those things. Instead, sometimes we almost take the credit for ourselves as if we are the ones that's given ourselves good health. We exercise and we eat right and we do all of this kind of stuff. And it's almost like we are giving ourselves good health. Or it's like we've got money in the bank because we've been working hard for it. And look how smart we are because of how smart we are and what we're able to do. That's why we're good at our jobs and we get paid well. Yet, gratefulness often comes easy when everything is going well. When we have a solid marriage and we have reasonable health and the kids are behaving themselves well and we've got some money in the bank, it's easy to be thankful. But what about when our marriage is not going so well? Or our health is on the rocks? Or the kids are rebelling. Or our account balances begin to stress us out because we don't know how the ends are going to meet. It's not so easy to give thanks then. Yet God's word tells us to give thanks in all circumstances. The good and the bad and the ugly. To give God thanks. So what if you came to church this morning and you're going through some really tough situations in your life and they're difficult and you don't feel very thankful right now. You see, it's during times like that, it's during the hard time that we are perhaps most in need of giving thanks to God. Yet we are often quick to blame God. When things are not going well in our lives, we wonder, why is God allowing these bad things to happen to me? But even in our times of need, we also need to remember to thank God. I have been blessed for the past 20 years of being part of a leadership team for a spiritual retreat in the Vilina district, in our district here, the Church of the Brethren, known as Pilgrimage, a faith quest for adults. Now, if you've not heard of that before, ask me after the service and I'll give you more details about it because I would love to share that with you. But in Pilgrimage, I was asked 20 years plus ago to be on the first team that they had on this spiritual retreat. And it blessed my life so much that I remained on that for 20 years serving in that capacity. And what it does in Pilgrimage, you come together and you begin to experience a powerful time when you're encountering God to explore what does it mean to have a life in Christ? What does it mean to say that I'm a follower of Jesus? What does it mean to say that Jesus is in my life? And so you go through this weekend of exploring those questions and trying to see what that means, and you have unbelievable, powerful experiences in your spiritual life, or I did. And I thought after the first time it wouldn't happen that way again. I said the second time, I know it can't because I know what's coming. The third time I said it wouldn't. I said that for 20 years, that it's no way that I can experience this over again, this powerful, and every time I did. It was different. But it was powerful. Now, during one of the sessions at Pilgrimage, I was talking to a man who told me a story about his life. I'll call him Mike. Mike said that when he was younger, he got messed up in drugs and alcohol. And one night, he had a horrible car accident. He was high and on drugs and alcohol. He was thrown out of the windshield of his car, and he was pinned between a tree and the car bumper. When the rescue squad arrived, they put a sheet over him, because they knew he was dead. And later, by some miracle, someone saw his foot twitching. And they removed the sheet from his face. And no one on the scene of the accident, after they'd seen how horrible this accident, what they'd seen, the injuries he had, no one expected Mike to live. But he did. He told me that after a long, long recovery period and more searching for something that he knew was a big void in his life, in his heart, in his soul, but he didn't know how to fill it. And he said, finally, he had a friend tell him about Jesus Christ. And he led Mike to invite Jesus into his life. And his life was transformed forever. Mike is now a pastor. He became a member of one of the leadership team members on the Pilgrimage team. And Mike, he thanks God for an event that at the time seemed unthinkable, but which is now understood. It was a way for God to get his attention. It was a way, it was a beginning for seeing life as he truly needed to see it. It was a chance for him to come before God in an honest way and look at his life and to see what he needed to do about his life. It was an ugly experience, but it became a transforming blessing for his life. God's word tells us to give thanks in all circumstances. Not just the good, but the ugly and the bad. Another time I was talking to a lady at one of our sessions doing pilgrimage, and she told me the story about her life. I'll call her Susan. Susan said when she was growing up, she was the oldest of six children in her family. Her father was an alcoholic who sexually abused her at a very early age and then continued to do so through her teenage years. And her mother knew about it, but didn't seem to care or didn't seem to have a power enough to know how to stop it. Susan grew up believing she was violated, dirty, unworthy, that she would never be loved. And she believed she was not worth being loved. Several years ago, Susan began contemplating suicide. And she figured out how she could do it. She devised a plan. And she was going to carry it out. But she ran into a couple people who were a group of Christians who invited her to church with them. Invited them into their circle and into their young adult Sunday school class. And there she experienced a group of people that she had never experienced this kind of caring and love before. And she found that they loved her unconditionally and that they shared the love of Christ with her without wanting anything back from her. And they helped her see that she was not dirty. She was not unworthy. That actually she was beautiful. And the love of Jesus shared by these new friends transformed Susan's life. And she began taking Christian growth in classes. And she is now helping children in her church who struggle with abuse issues in their home and school. And she's touching these young lives in profound ways. And she thanks God for who she has become out of unimaginable ugly events. Give thanks in all circumstances. Giving thanks with the right perspective can change your life. Even when things seem unbelievably ugly. Some days it may seem that there is little to thank God for. But there is always some glimmer of light in the darkness that we live. Every day we should thank God for the gift of His Son. No matter what we're going through, every day thank God for the gift of Jesus Christ and the hope of life in Him. You see, God has demonstrated His mercy by giving His Son to die for us. And that sacrifice, He has paved the way for each of us to have a personal relationship with Him. Has given us the understanding of what true life is and what it can be. We can thank God even in life's hardest times, knowing He is at work in them. You have not been abandoned. You are not left alone. God is with you even in those circumstances, and He's working for your good. Even when life threatens to crush us, we have God's promise that He is at work in the worst of circumstances for our good. God loves you. And God loves me. That is a reason to be thankful, no matter the circumstances. And God can transform our lives and whatever brokenness that we find in it, and transform it into a new life. That is a reason to be thankful for what God is doing in our broken lives to bring us to be more like Jesus Christ. I want to do something right now before we close. I want to invite you to take a moment right now where you are and to think of what you have to be thankful for in your life. It might be good. Might be bad. It might be ugly. I want you to just think for a moment in a time of reflection and silence what you have to be thankful for in your life. Would you do that just for a moment with me? I know that's probably not enough time to really search your soul or your heart and to know all the things you would want to be thankful for. But there is much to be thankful for, even in the trying times. If we would only open our eyes of our heart to see what God has for us. And to see this, God has us in His loving arms. We are caressed by Him, protected by Him, cared by Him. You know, when my children were little, they would come up to me with their arms raised up. They didn't have to say anything. Do you know what they wanted? They wanted Daddy to reach down and pick them up and put them in His arms. That's what we need to do right now. We need to come before God, lifting our arms up. God knows what that means. God knows that we're saying, Lord, I want You to lift me up and hold me in Your arms and to give me what I need now most. Your love, Your protection, and Your care. When we're open to being thankful to God, during all times, as Paul says, whether there's something that we're saying, God, thank You for the goodness in my life, or we're saying, God, this is awful that's happening to me, Lord, I don't know what to do, no matter what the circumstances, but God, I thank You for being my God and for loving me and for being able to take me beyond this circumstance and giving me what I need at this moment. That's what God wants to do. Will you give thanks to God this Thanksgiving? Because He is your loving Father, and He has sent His Son to be able to overcome whatever circumstances is in your life. And He is able to work in you to transform your life and make it new. Give thanks to God this Thanksgiving. And lift your hands up in praise. Lift your hands up so that God can lift you to His heart. Give thanks in all circumstances. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. He wants to give us all of His goodness. Pray with me. Loving God, we come to You today to be reminded that in this week of Thanksgiving that we want to thank You for loving us the way You do. And God, we want to be reminded that You want to give us what we need so much. You want to heal our brokenness. You want to give us light in the darkness. You want to give us joy in our hearts. No, God, I don't know what Your people need this day, but You know. We need that friend in Jesus that only He can be. So I just pray whatever the need is today, if someone needs to come for prayer, that they might be moved to do so. If they need to come and ask for forgiveness, they might do that. God, if they need to come and just say thank You for all Your goodness, I'm not sure, but You know, God. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. We want to come to Him now that He might bring healing and give thankfulness in our hearts for all of His goodness. And we ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.